just roll out.
Patrick's got something else at 6:30, so if we could adjust. So when she comes in, if we could go to the presentation.
Well, that's very, yeah, it's right there. So are you ready? You got to turn this on or?
We're good.
Everything's good?
Everything's good.
Okay, call to order, 6:08. Let's stand and do the pledge.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Director Garcia.
Here.
Director Gibson.
Here.
Director Nyman.
Here.
Director Schoenberg.
Present.
And Director Kelling is here. All five.
You just have to be different. Mm-hmm.
Do we need to adjust the agenda any? I didn't see.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yes.
I'd like to move that we adjust number 3, presentation of transparency certificate, for whenever Patrick comes in. So if we're past that, you know, so we can move past it if we need to and then come back to it.
Okay. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? 5-0.
Oh, and just for the YouTube, that's for the newspaper's benefit. Since I do not know
okay.
Who Patrick is.
Well, now that we're 3 and Patrick's not here, how about 4? Any public comments? Thank you for coming. Let's go on to 5. Report of officers. President, I have nothing. Vice President.
I have nothing.
Secretary.
The minutes, and then I went down to the funding fair today, which I guess I can talk about at some other point, but I went down with Johnny, and Lake of the Woods also came to support us, and we talked to
Krista,
but you know, they were separate, we did talk to the state a little bit, and then talked to USDA about our funding for the both the well that's cut issues and also for the annexation consolidation project.
Okay. Treasurer.
Just to add to that also, Director Nyman and I were here for a couple days in a row working on letters for those, so we also presented, and we can give you guys a copy of the letter. Lake of the Woods also wrote a letter to support us, and those letters were presented to both the USDA and
which we'll be sending to the governor and to...
Yeah, so you guys probably want to read them, but they were done in the ad hoc because we didn't have enough time to bring it back to the board.
Yeah.
And we do want to send it to a whole bunch of people, Fong's office, Vince Fong's office, a bunch of different representation, both at the state level and then some at the federal level.
Okay. Treasurer.
I had transferred in the beginning of the month $50,000. I also transferred another $50,000 into the contingency fund. So our new balance is $571,000. And
into the contingency.
I mean,
into
the emergency fund.
Yeah.
Emergency reserve fund, excuse me. And I also made the transfers for the telemetry for the CarQuest telemetry, and those for $7,344 that had been provided last month. So those transfers have been made from the replacement fund back into our revenue operating fund. And also, just what Lisa said, we spent several hours working on letters for Well 5 and for Lakewood planning to try to spur some interest in, like, when we can get funding.
Right.
So, anyways, that's all I have.
And member at large?
Negative, nothing this time.
Okay. Now we'll go back up to 3. Our, and Cole?
Mm-hmm. Car.
Car.
Yes.
Right. Well, good evening, everyone. As mentioned, my name is Cole Carr. I'm the Public Affairs Field Coordinator for the California Special Districts Association here in the Central Network. So that's essentially here at the far bottom south of everything in the Central Network, and it goes all the way up to Merced and the Yamato counties. And as mentioned earlier, this is actually a pretty great honor that you all are receiving. It's not very often that we get to do something quite like this. This is, like I mentioned, I've been here for about 4 months, and this is the first one that I'm presenting, so this is pretty great within itself. So, a little bit of background about what this honor is. This is the Transparency Certificate of Excellence. It's something that the Special District Leadership Foundation puts on, and SDLF is the nonprofit 501c3 arm of the Special Districts Association. It is dedicated to promoting excellence in special districts through recognition programs that highlight and focus the implementation of governance and best practices. So currently there are 4 programs. This is one of them, the District Transparency of Excellence. And then there's also the Special District Administrator Certificate, which is a special program and coursework and test that's given to special district administrators, such as the general manager. And also a recognition in special district governance, which is for board members and trustees. And then there is another final high rung of all of these, and that's the District of Distinction Accreditation, which is a little bit of all 3 of those combined into one. So this program was created 6 years ago, and it was created in an effort to promote transparency in the operations of governance for special districts to the public, and to provide special districts with an opportunity to showcase your efforts in transparency, because you all are a public entity, you are public officials, you report to the people. Transparency is key to good governance and accountability. So there are three main subject areas for this program, and that is the basic transparency requirements, which involves ethics trainings and certificates for all board members, and you have to have the State Comptroller's Office filings, as well as the Special District's financial transactions and compensation reports. Got the basics there. And then also your website requirements, which includes the postings of board meetings and board minutes and official board business and the roster with all the terms of office and the district's website. And you have the website. Also, you have done the third rung of this, and that is the outreach requirements. So that means that the district, which is you all, has you've selected 2 requirement options, which include a regular district newsletter, an annual informational public budget hearing, and a community transparency review. So you've completed at least 2 of those 3. So transparency is important because the public has the right to access open government. Special districts, regardless of the type or the size, are public agencies that use public money and provide public services. So, as mentioned earlier, the district's business is the people's business. And transparency means a district that is open, and is accessible, and engages with the community, and it's easy to access the district and its information through mediums like websites. It provides an opportunity for constituents to better understand their district, and in this case, even streaming it live onto different platforms. So all of that equates to higher accountability. So, in earning the certificate, it means that you've done all of your comprehensive tasks to achieve this. You said it's taken a year, so that is amazing. And you've demonstrated the knowledgeable, the basics and all the advanced knowledge of what it means to be transparent. And you've shown that your district is committed to the community to being open and accessible. And finally, you've engaged and you've had a commitment to be engaged with the public in creating greater awareness of what your district is, what it does, and how it best serves the community. So, on behalf of the board and the staff of the Special District Leadership Foundation, it's my pleasure to present the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence to the Fraser Park Public Utility District in recognition of your efforts to promote transparency and the operations of governance in your district. So, Johnny and Tiffany, if you have to come on,
come
or
on,
whoever
come
else.
No, come on.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Tiffany,
I'll
tell
you what's
for that.
Come over
with
me, too.
You always, you did it. You did all the work.
Well, is it possible to actually get the board as part of this?
Sure.
Great.
I mean, because this is a long time
coming. Hey, can you guys turn this way real quick? Thank you. Good job.
Do you want to do one with them?
I want you guys all together.
Miss Hedlund, could you get one on my team?
Come on in here, Jerry.
I'm short, so I can be in front of you guys.
Maybe I'll make it. Okay, now first I'm doing one here for Cole.
Okay.
A little bit closer. Oh my gosh, this is nice, Cole. Everybody's in focus there. Okay, so now hold on with me here.
But you're out of focus.
Oh, she's out of focus, not her camera.
So I'm going to do some on two different cameras. So if you'll bear with me, I'm so proud of you guys. This is like, it's like.
Thank you for coming, Patrick.
Greater than graduation, I gotta say.
Smile, Jerry.
Okay, now I'm going to do some on this wide angle. So hang in with me. Who's breathing heavy? Is that Jerry? Okay. Fantastic.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Let me get a
close-up
on
this. Madam Chairman, may the public applaud and
appreciate. And give me a smile. All that work.
Yeah, she's got to work very hard.
She's worked hard for that.
Yes.
Good job, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
And thank you very much.
Of course, thank you.
Appreciate you coming out.
That was awesome.
Where's your office?
We have our main office up in Sacramento, but I, since I'm regional, I just work out of my apartment in Bakersfield.
Okay.
And my car.
We understand that car office.
Yeah.
That's transparency.
Yeah.
Move your office every
72
hours?
Yes.
May I ask a question? And the reason it was brilliant that John called me is because we also have a kind of a historic hearing over at the school district right now that I need to go back to. I was wondering if there's something on your agenda that you feel I really need to hang in for like this minute.
Mm-hmm. Not unless it's you can view everything online.
No, we don't have anything really to report yet on the well.
Congratulations, you guys. It's been a long, wonderful journey.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Good luck at the other meeting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very good job, by the way, too. The presentation was great. I like how you explained all everything. I was here with her, and I didn't even realize it was quite so in
depth. And cool socks.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. These were my sloth socks. I put little sloths on them.
Okay, 6, board member initiatives. Anybody have anything? I'd like to ask what's happening with the old well in the yard. It's leaking.
Well, we'll fix it again, but there's a lot of stuff that's still in place that has to be disconnected with no shutoff valves. So we can't really remove a lot of it without shutting down the whole system and tanks and everything and issuing boil notices. So. We just fix what we can.
Well, four.
Mm-hmm. Well, three.
Well, three is leaking?
Well, see, everything's tied in together. It's all, so even though the well's gone, there's still all the pipes that went to well three. Mm. And in order to shut all that off, you got to shut down the whole system to take all that out of the ground. So.
Because we tried to install a shutoff valve during one of the USDA projects, but it didn't happen.
So we'll definitely get on it.
You just have to plan for it, I guess.
Yeah, or maybe we'd come up with a better way again. We fixed it several times and it didn't leak for a long time, so this time it's been leaking for a little bit. But luckily, most of it is going to fill up the pond when it...
Oh, it's going to leak all the way down and...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my plan.
That's your plan to fill the pond?
Hey! The community's all got their own, okay? So, I mean, if this is John's, it's right.
Every little bit helps, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering. Okay. Manager's report.
All right. Nothing earth-shattering in the manager's report. Luckily, we had a... only one after our call out, and it was for an alarm here in the yard. I don't know if somebody has been exploring whether or not we got an alarm, and then they find out we do, so they leave, or branches out of the tree fell or something, because there was some branches next to the fence, so it could have been that as well. But regardless, so that was an after hours call out. Two mainline breaks, both of them were 4-inch. One of them we're going to have to call out the asphalt guy to fix it. In Kern County, I seen him today. He was asking when we were going to fix it, so we'll make a list of the other ones that we've down and have to do that.
You were out patching holes yesterday. Why didn't they just take care of it?
Well, yeah, and my question was, why do our patches have to be so much better than your guys's? Because we have to meet the legal standard, thickness, compaction test, all that kind of stuff. And then we're patching, oftentimes, we're patching roads that they haven't paved.
Jeez.
In many years, and when they do, all they do is just spread cold patch on the top. So we got to be able to fix it with cold patch as well, but that's another story. So
yeah,
we'll do that. They did a bunch of work orders, 214 work orders, so that's one of the reasons why some of the other stuff wasn't getting done, because we had so much going on. Monta Vista well, to give you an update on that real quick, some of you know. When Greg was here, there was a fire down, or not a fire, but a short in the panel. So, knowing that we're going to have to run it, I had P&J come up and look at the panel. Luckily, he did, because when he traced the wires, rodents had got into the wires and all the way up into the motor. And not only did the rodents chew on some wires, but the motor is so old that all the wires were cracked. So, we easily could have had a fire. And so, I had... Big Steel Well and Pump come up here with their boom. They pulled the well, or the motor, I mean, and took it down to see if it's cheaper to rewind it or replace it. We also had a failure at Wolf Tank for a booster that's been an ongoing problem forever. I'm kind of hoping this time it's, you know, I told them I want to replace the whole thing. Something where if it fails within a year, I could argue with them, make them fix it, so...
You might be able to make an insurance claim against rodents chewing up the wires.
Maybe, but they I found out from a septic tank, when the guy tried for the septic tank, they prorate that stuff. The guy that said that one of our leaks had filled the septic tank, they came out and said, okay, well, we'll prorate it for, when was it put in, 1950? Okay, so you'll get the prorated amount of what it's still worth. Oh. And that motor was put in 1954. 1960. Anyway, long time ago, so
too many years.
And the motor is only a 15-horsepower motor, so I don't think it's going to be god awful expensive. Anyway, so we'll find out about that. And when everything that came out of well 5 is now delivered back into our yard, it's next to the Connex, and it's all stacked nice and neat out of the way. So when we do decide to drill a new hole, we'll have everything to go back in it. So that's a good thing. And you want me to touch on the funding thing today?
Sure.
So we went down there, and they had State Water Resource Control Board, USDA, Department of Water Resources, some bank. The State Water Resource Control Board sent a couple people that didn't really know hardly anything. I think they just drew the short straw.
Sent them up here?
No, we were down at a funding fair in Bakersfield.
Oh, the one you talked about.
Lisa and Stan went. And the board member from Krista, very nice lady, by the way. And anyway, we presented our issues. We tried to get an answer on the annexation. They knew nothing, which I kind of suspected. But we did get a chance to sit down and talk to Al.
Coral.
Anyway, he's one of the higher ups in USDA that signs.
Al Coroli.
the money for grants and stuff. They don't believe that ECWAG, the emergency grant, is going to work, although they definitely want us to try. Him and Dan Johnson are going to try with us. We're going to put together a conference call and with their engineer. Their take is that with a well that's outlived its lifespan, you really can't deem it as an emergency because we all knew that it was only going to last so long. Although Lisa brought up a very valid point that 10 years ago or 9 years ago, the district did try to replace it during one of the projects, but the project ran out of money before they could do it, so we couldn't put the new well in. So now that's a new avenue to try to argue that point. But
right, because it's all the paperwork was actually done for it. It went out to bid. We just had used up money because of contingencies. So
that might help, but Al also said, look, you know, we'd love to help you. There's other grants that we have. We just need to approach it the right way, and basically we have to get the engineer and their engineer to agree that whatever it is we need legitimate, so we're going to continue to work on that. So
because that's well five?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So because, well, it may even be a combination of things, because when we talk to the USDA, you know, because you've already approved an ad hoc committee, so Director Nyman and I have already been, which is why we wrote the letters and working on. So I think we're going to be making a conference call with them just to sort of hammer out some initial things. And it was thought that they may even be able to provide some funding for the annexation consolidation. So it's really the well, of course, is the thing that needs to come first, because if we don't have the well, then we're not, potentially we may not be able to provide enough water to go forward.
On the annexation.
Yeah, so, but the USDA was very, you know, we have a good relationship already with them, and they were very eager to talk to us and see what they could do.
Good.
May I add something?
Yes.
I'm sorry to be out of order here.
You're not.
But since most of you were not there, this was actually quite a dramatic moment. You know, Johnny stated it as a matter of fact thing, but it was really more than that. When the business, when they were speaking with USDA, the comment that was made was, well, this is an old well, you should have taken care of this before, as it was one of those I gotcha moments. And Ms. Schoenberg marvelously reached into her black bag of memories and brought up sequentially, date by date, item by item, what the history of this well was and how they had tried to avoid the very problem that you have today. Was it 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that?
I think it was a little longer than that, but, you know.
And the dramatic moment was when the gentleman whose name I forget, the new guy from USDA, who's going to be our new, or your new contact person, all the wind was taken out of his sails, and all of a sudden became remarkably friendly. So
he was friendly, I think, to start out.
No, I mean, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, but that helped a lot.
You know, but like I said, you know, he was. They had no argument against him. You know, they just had, Lisa wasn't insulting about it or anything. She said she gave the timeline, and it changed everything at that moment. So,
I think what
at least in business, one of the great pleasures that I've been able to have is recognition of good performance for the people working with them. So this board ought to recognize Ms. Schoenberg's remarkable little
yeah, she's got a great
presentation.
Thank
so
you.
For you.
She saved the day.
Well, and she's been on the board, and so she understands and has been
Thank
there.
You.
So it's great.
Well, it's,
for representing
it's
us
quite,
like
you know, it's one thing to know. It's another thing to have quick recall. Yeah. And she put it together very nicely, even on our behalf, like the woods. Thank you.
I think a lot of what it is I think Al and Dan are definitely nice people, and they like us. Dan, you know, as you know, he's worked with us for a long time, and their engineer had already made the determination that it wasn't an emergency, so that's how he was at the beginning, and she gave him something that he could run with to try to help us. Once she gave him that, now he's like, oh yeah, now we can help, because it was a matter of just, You guys even know the engineer, Robert Nielsen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was on the last project. He's a nice guy, too. So it's just a matter of we meet their criteria. It's not that they don't want to give us money. It's just we have to meet their criteria. So
I think the issue was that they gave us a grant already for well six, and I think they just don't want continually as wells fail that we keep coming to them and wanting a grant when the wells are really at their lifespan.
50 to 70
right,
years
but,
old.
And so the argument was, you know, it was already too old, and what they didn't realize is that we had tried to do something in the past.
Been in the mill for a while.
And it didn't work, right. So.
Nice. Kudos.
Johnny, is there anything else?
Nope, I'm done.
Okay. Administrative assistance report?
The only thing I have is with the new legislation we've kind of been talking about that's going to affect 2020 about water disconnection of water service, I emailed CSDA and asked, hey, are you guys going to have any information, classes, anything to help out districts who need to make the change? And they said, yeah, they're going to have some classes during the summer. So that'll be nice. We'll be able to take advantage of that and kind of learn about it.
Okay.
So we'll send you.
Or whoever wants to go. Or you guys, or whoever. Yeah,
yeah, both of us, because it's going to be with all the bills, all that stuff. So we're going to have to get it. You know,
so we have to write the new policy and all that.
Luckily, we got most of the policies, most of the laws covered. There's some that we still have to continue further on, and then anytime they do this, we're going to find stuff we didn't know about. But since we several months back had the attorney go over our lockoff policy, that covered a lot of it. That's when we initiated the payment plans and all that stuff.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. The ad hoc committees. We can start. You want to talk about the meeting of the local water companies?
Sure. So both of us attended. In fact, Director Kelling was the facilitator of the last meeting. And basically we talked a lot about emergency preparedness again. What we agreed to do was to try to talk to the agencies, because at the meeting previous to that, we had talked about the with AT&T about the phone networks, and Johnny's been looking at that. But what we agreed to do was to get some of the different local emergency, the first responders. So talking a little bit to the fire department about what their needs are as far as what we would need to present to them to be able to be on their tier, so that if we did decide to go with that system that we presented the last meeting, that we would have some sort of relationship with them, to which Johnny already has, but to be able to maybe be put onto that first tier, and also just to see if they already have checklists and different, you know, what their ideas are for all the different water companies as far as an emergency preparedness. And so I think the very first person that's going to come talk to us is the fire department up here. Not from Bakersfield, right?
It's the local
fire
from
department.
The back.
And then the following month, RCAC was at that funding fair, so we talked to RCAC. They, as you recall, were part of our rate study, and they also have a gentleman who has been working with some of the districts up here. They do all kinds of technical assistance, and so he was really interested in coming up, and he's actually a wastewater specialist, but we don't have any, you know, need for that. But he also knows about emergency preparedness, and actually they have someone who can come up and talk about that specifically. And they have a checklist, so he was emailing Pam the checklist. And so they're going to come up the following meeting and actually talk about emergency preparedness as well, and answer any other water-related questions we might have that we might need free technical assistance on, because that's what they do. So so along with the rate studies and things like that, they do some other stuff too. I was on their website so that I could pull up all the stuff, but it's taking me too long to find the little list that they showed us today. But anyway, they do have all kinds of different technical assistance. So so they'll be coming to visit with us as well.
That'll be cool.
And we also attended the Lake of the Woods meeting to prepare for the funding.
Right, so the ad hoc, of the two of us, for the, as far as the annexation consolidation, we attended Lake of the Woods. We actually had a phone conference with Dave Warner and Lisa, who was the other person?
Jeannie.
There was a, you know, a phone conference, and that was where we came up with the idea of writing the letters. It was suggested that, you know, we write letters and then run them by Dave, see if he has some things that he could help us with. And so both of us, we wrote two different letters, one for the, you know, like I said, for the USDA, one the as part of the ad hoc, one for the State Water Resources Control Board, and then we also got a letter of support from Lake of the Woods. We attached the letter of support behind our letter for the annexation consolidation, so those two went together and presented that to the state. We also presented, like I said before, the letter to the USDA. So that was all part of the ad hoc for the annexation consolidation.
And basically asking where is our money for the and pre-planning, for the planning.
So just a little note on that that Johnny didn't mention, but just, it's kind of discouraging, but a little note on the state. Lamont is in the same position in many ways that we are. They were asked to consolidate with another really small district that's close to them, and they got pre-planning money, they got planning money, they're currently trying to get construction money. They've done loans. In the meantime, because they were actually written up because they had some contaminants in their system. So they've done loans in the meantime. The loans, the state has been very slow to pay back. So they're struggling with funding right now for, you know, they're struggling with their operating amounts. And so that gentleman that represents, which I have his card, I forgot his name, that represents Lamont was there talking to the state, and he was like, you know, it's been 5 years, I guess, of their process altogether so far. Ours is, what, 2.5 years, but we still don't have planning yet. But it was not encouraging, and basically they were encouraging them to sort of start over again because they had missed, because what happens is that every time you miss the, you know, the monies that are out there, like, they're still looking at our application, but you can actually get so far into it that you have to reapply.
Oh, God.
And so far that hasn't happened to us yet, but that was a little discouraging.
I'll say that.
But the USDA, that was why it was really nice to hear from the USDA saying that they might help us as well in the meantime. So anyway, that was just interesting. I hadn't heard that Lamont was trying to do that. So, and they have really serious contamination issues.
Yuck. Okay.
Dang it.
So the Lake of the Woods may never go through. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
Said Lake of the Woods and us, we may never go through.
Well, it would be interesting to, we didn't know about Lamont either. And when that came up, I remember my first thought was, how many others?
Yeah.
There's, what, 52 counties in the state.
Right.
And, you know, who knows how many water districts each of those counties has. And I'm sure the majority of them are our size.
Well, and they keep saying they want to help small districts, and but yet...
I think they do. I just think it can get very burdensome as far as all the paperwork.
Well, plus, they like things that are going to be...
Shovel-ready?
Instant gratification. There's a small district, got an arsenic problem. People can't drink the water. It's a big deal. It's a newsworthy deal. Oh, we can fix that. We could throw in. Right now, the consolidations are important, but it takes a long time. And I think a lot of it has to do with that, too. It's a lot more complicated and a lot more expensive than some of the projects that they could knock out quick.
But the funding with Lamont, they have arsenic. That's one of their problems.
That's another thing, yeah. Oh, see, and I'm happy you guys have stuck your guns because Dave's mentioned financing multiple times, and you guys shut it down. Like, nope, we ain't borrowing no money. If the state pays, we're good. If they don't pay, we ain't doing it. Because look what could happen. You could wind up with $1 million in debt.
Yeah.
Right. They're in trouble now because they borrowed money and it's not getting paid back quickly enough.
And we promised.
And
the community.
We already have two projects that we owe loans on, so.
So I'm glad we're not doing that.
The majority of the presenters, it's, I don't know, it's off topic or off topic, all seem to suggest that they have millions, in fact, USDA has billions, they're hunting for people to fill in applications, but there was no talk about giving it.
Well, USDA does give quite a bit of money, and since they're national, you know, they need billions. But the state seems to just be very complicated with getting the money from them.
They have
slower.
These programs, and like the guy from Lamont, you know, what is it, 5 years he had?
Yeah.
You know, 5 years, you know, contractors' rates doubled,
yeah.
Materials increased by 50%, plus the you know, the customers of those water districts, you know, I know in our company, that almost every time I meet somebody on the street, one of the questions inevitably was going to be, how's the annexation going?
Right. Well, one more thing on that one before we move on to Sigma. What was encouraging from the state is that even though the cap has changed, it's now a $5 million cap on their grants. That's per system, and because we're being asked to consolidate with multiple systems, it would be $5 million per system. So $5 million, Lake of the Woods would be $5 million. The 19 owners on private wells would be their own water system, which would be $5 million. And if we ever got an okay from Connor, more than the annexation, he would also be a separate water system. The churches do not count as a separate water system because they of their funding issues.
Dave says we qualify for $20 million.
Yeah, it would be $20 million with Connor. Yeah. If we don't have Connor, it would be $15 million. So, I mean, on that note, it's a good thing, but it's just a matter of pursuing it further.
Well, we could go to 5 years easy, right? I mean, we're not even to planning yet. So.
Which is why I'm going to stress to everybody, I told Lisa already, but I'm going to stress, although they're going to be in conjunction, the Well 5 and the annexation, it's important to keep the two separate.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we can't wait until for years to get Well 5. We need to get Well 5 in the ground in the next few months.
Definitely.
Or start, I mean, drilling in the next few months. So we either get funding or we don't, but we got to get started drilling.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we are going to have a conference call, so that'll be
that's going to be nice.
Too, be the conference call with the USDA.
Yeah.
And also our engineer and also self-help's going to participate in that.
Yeah.
And then Sigma.
Sigma hasn't happened that I know of. They still haven't had another meeting between Tahon Castic and Lebec. And so if anyone informs me that's going to happen, I'll be there. But so far, I don't know anything about it.
The last agenda I got recently had only to do with the White Wolves Preserve, Sigma for the White Wolves.
Right, because I think that they're moving forward on the one that's
But since I've been getting those, if I see something that relates to the local, then I'll tell you. I'll send it to you.
And what I did see in relationship to Sigma is there are grants now for, there were before, but there are more grants again for funding should you decide to do a GSA or, you know, should you decide to move forward in that area. There's all kinds of funding grants for that as well.
Except for the high and medium priority basins.
Right, right. But, yeah. So,
okay. And depreciation of assets?
Nothing.
Okay.
Too busy.
Financial accounts payable and financial information. Linda.
Okay. Bank balance. Total cash and cash equivalents, $1,550,795.91 in our operating account as of April 30th, $181,133.21, and was $100,000 transferred to the reserve account. And also, all of the loan payments were made and everything went smooth.
Yeah, $50,000 at the beginning of the month and $50,000 at the end of the month.
Right. But also, the bank did did not generate an April statement for the USDA Reserve Loan 2 account, which I don't understand why they didn't. So I think we need to let them know we need to have monthly statements every month, regardless if there's activity or not. Also, we still have not been receiving the construction account bank statements. I was able to get it online, of course.
Just out of curiosity, why don't we, if we went paperless on those accounts, they would come to the email.
We already have it coming to the...
I mean, then you could print them if...
And we can print them right now. So I can print them, Director Nyman can print
them.
Our bookkeeper can print them, you could print them.
I just meant instead of you guys continually fighting, trying to get them, because it seems like every month there's an issue.
Right, well, we've gone and talked to we've talked to them multiple times, and I don't know why it's not moving forward, because everything that we could fix online, I think we did, so.
Yeah, well, my next statement on that was that they start charging us $3 per month for the paper statement. And for us to print them out is a lot less, than that. So I don't know, you know, maybe we just go.
Because it's $3 per account, so.
Right.
Yeah, but they told us they weren't going to do that. So I think we either need to talk to her again, because we're not supposed to be, I mean, that's happening with certain customers. With certain customers, that's not supposed to be happening. We certainly have enough money at that bank.
We have over
$800,000
in that account.
Right. So, I mean, we could move to entirely paperless statements, but I still think that they shouldn't be charging us $3 an account. Which means that we have to take another trip to the bank.
Oh, but that's your second home.
Yeah.
The total disbursements of the checks that were cut for the was $70,009.34, but that did include the $40,000 to Bakersfield Well Pump for Well 5. So the normal bills were around $30,000. And other than that, we also did get a credit from AT&T. Johnny was able to get them to hopefully fix the internet, did a new package, so we got a credit of 103 that will be applied to our next invoice. I can't think of anything else. I will be starting to work on the preliminary proposed budget, and I'll give you a preliminary proposed to look at next month for you guys to start looking at it.
Okay.
On that note, Johnny, did AT&T do anything with the internet?
Yeah, it's...
Is it running better?
Yeah, it's running better, when you say.
Yeah, I think so.
It's running better, still ain't great. But I did get our bill down a lot.
Yeah.
For the internet and regular phone, which is great. And this is kind of a good... segue to something that I'm going to bring a little bit down the road. I got Dr. Internet, which is a new dish internet at home, and it's $80 a month and phenomenal speeds.
You happy with it?
I'm getting you know, here we barely get a one on an upload if we're lucky. That's why live streaming so hard. I got 42 upload and 61 download for $80 a month. The reason I'm bringing it up is because the guy may be interested in, it's a small little antenna. It's not like cell towers, small little antenna. He may be willing to trade free internet for the office to put that little antenna on top of Sam Young tank. Which would be great for us because it takes nothing from us and gives us free internet. So
nice, eliminate a bill.
Yeah, for the internet. So
hello.
That, you know, and great internet.
We'll win.
We'll be able to real-time live stream the meeting. So I'm going to keep it at the house, you know, and see how it goes. And if it's still good in a month, then I'll work some kind of deal and bring it back to you.
It's good.
What, it's called Dr. Internet?
Dr. Internet, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to have him put it in mine, but I had to replace water heater instead. So
Priority, right?
For us, it, upon installation, it's $100 installation, and then I have to, and then I have to pay the first month's bill.
Point of order.
Thank you.
It's not on, we have to have it on the agenda.
Is that it?
That's it. That's it for my report.
Do I hear a motion to pay our bills?
I make a motion that we pay our bills.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? 500. Okay. Do we want a brief recess?
No, let's roll.
Discussion and vote on repair or replacement of well 5.
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Discussion and vote on office renovations.
Yeah, I almost took that off, but then I decided that, I know this is a sore point, but Tiffany today brought up a question about whether or not we'd be willing to host a training from like CSDA. And my first comment was...
What is CSDA?
That's the new, where he came from.
And it stands for?
California Special Districts Association.
So that's cool, but my first response was, I'm always embarrassed when we have people come. Seriously, the carpet is horrible, we have wires all over the place. We need to do something. If we don't want to do the whole full bang outside painting everything, we need to do the inside painting and flooring and cut the concrete so we can run some outlets down here. If you guys are good with that, I'll generate the quotes and we'll see about doing that. And just because we have people coming in here, but if you walk in and you look at this, I mean, it's long past time to do something with this flooring.
What do you want to put in there? You want to put more carpet?
I wouldn't care if it's a commercial grade linoleum. The only thing is, I think that the front office, at least behind your desk, needs to be carpet because of sound dampening.
That you can leave that office carpet. Just do all this high traffic area.
Yeah.
And something.
Yeah, so just for the sound dampening. But I don't care what kind. I don't care how cheap, how anything's going to look better than this is. And anytime you're going to do flooring, it's a good time to do paint.
Yeah, you can just cut it at the three doors and just do this area. Leave the carpet in those and do a little transition because it helps with keep it warm for the people that are working in there. Yeah. Soundproof. The carpet's good in the offices. It doesn't get the high traffic areas.
I'm all for that.
So we might have sound dampening issues out here, too.
Well, just things will echo a little more.
Well, plus you can do things like hang curtains instead of blinds on the windows.
That helps,
too. No. I just want to do something. And, look at the stains down here. And I've shampooed this carpet twice already.
There's some really nice commercial indoor-outdoor carpet that's actually made for inside.
Yeah, so that'd be good, too.
Take a look, see what you can get some prices, get some information for us.
All right, perfect.
Because, we can't make decisions unless we got numbers.
No, but if you guys were totally opposed, I would just not even waste my time.
Well, like you said, it's like the third time it's crossed the agenda is the last, couple years?
Yeah, well, last time it was big because we did inside and outside at the same time, so we do it two separate things.
Okay, discussion and vote on emergency preparedness for the district and the mountain communities.
Yeah, I was thinking that checklist that you gave me, I could take that checklist and I could just do a real simplified version of each one of them. I don't mind. I don't want to seem like I'm pig-headed against all those ideas. I could put together a little binder or something, it's not a big deal.
What Johnny's talking about is Lebec is doing an emergency preparedness. They got a goal thing that they want to have done by July 1st. I think they're very ambitious myself. But I was asking Johnny about the list, and he says that most of the things we already do, I don't know.
It's like one of the line items is protocol for when you have a fire. Well, you call the fire department. If it's a big, huge fire, you guys wouldn't even be here because if it's a big fire, you guys got to get, it's only going to be the most critical need to try to tow the trailers around to provide water until that's no good anymore, the fire department runs us off the hill. There ain't a whole lot you can do for fires other than try to keep people.
Load my babies in my car.
Yeah.
You have,
but I don't mind. I mean, those are literally going to be on like five or six at a time, could be on one page in one paragraph. But if you'd like to have it, we can do it.
Okay. Anything else?
We don't really need a vote on that right now.
Did you look into any of the food and putting in?
Yeah, you guys already authorized me to spend $200 or $700. We've had a lot on the plate right now with wells going down and stuff, so I haven't done that yet. But
okay.
I'm gonna. And then on B for NEMS training as part of that whole deal.
Yes.
We're at a point now where. Tiffany's exhausted a huge amount of time on this and tried to get a trainer to come up here, and it would be multiple days. And what's recommended now is that everybody just get on, if you're interested in doing it, get on the website and do the training yourself because it's free. Because there's just no way that it's practical to have a trainer come up and do it for multiple days with everybody up here. And Tiffany might have something else to throw in on top of that, but. I would recommend just, if you guys want it, do it. You just have to go on their website and you can do it for free, the training.
What's the website?
Tiffany's got the website.
Yeah,
but it's
we'll find it. I think it's through Cal OES.
Yeah. National Incident
Yeah, or go on OES. I can get the link in.
It's National Incident Management System, but it's like, how many hours did they say?
Oh, the very first class is 24 hours.
Okay. 24 hour worth of class. It's a lot. When I took it, it was like a week long of everyday training to do it. And trying to coordinate that with the other boards and everything else. It's just, if people
are
interested, they can do it on their own on their website.
Yeah.
Plus, it's free.
And it's emergency preparedness? I mean, what is kind of a training?
It's like you're talking about the it's a way for everybody's on the same page and uses the same language, whether you're a water company, a fire department, a police department, CERT, anything. And it lays out who's going to do what in an emergency. And it's just cut and dried. Like, I'll use you for instance. Say you're on the board, there's some kind of situation going down. You come in, I'm the board president, I'm going to take over, I'm going to run things. That's not what it's for. What it is the most not educated, experienced person for that task is the person in charge until somebody more experienced gets there and relieves them. So it just lets everybody know exactly what you're supposed to do, who does what, so nobody's stepping on each other's toes. There's not, 20 chiefs and no Indians. Well, that's probably not politically correct anymore.
No, it's not. We know what you mean.
Native Americans. Anyway, it's all in it. That's what it is, but it's very in depth and it takes a long time to do it. So you just got to sit there. And I mean, obviously, 24 hours, you're not going to do
overnight.
It's going to be several sessions for you to do it. So we should just take that off of the agenda for now on. And if anybody wants it, they can do it.
Okay.
Nails training, right?
Yeah.
Okay, discussion and vote on resolution 503 and 534 regarding the USDA bonds.
Have we moved forward on that?
You were going to get together with me and Director Nyman and talk about what it was.
What we needed, which we've
been
busy with the other stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd like to carry that over.
Yeah, I'm
right now. I mean, I don't think it's critical as far as timing, but I do think that it needs to be corrected. So it's not really affecting us currently, but it'd be really good to know, should we get another USDA bond grant or loan grant,
Well, you just make sure that one was written to your satisfaction.
Yeah. Well, we thought this one was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has been. It's sufficed fine all this time. It's passed
muster
for everybody.
It just wasn't.
Yeah, no.
They're really thick and cumbersome to read and get through, and it took the accountant finding it, and then it took Director Nyman and I still, like, we can't even succinctly bring up the points that we came up with without going through it all over again, because it's that complicated and confusing, and the issue is that the bond is based on the resolution, and the resolution is based on the bond. It's sort of this weird thing, and both of them, yeah, both bonds from the two projects disagree with each other slightly, so it's just confusing. Has anybody called us on it, or is it an issue? Not really. However, it'd be good to just get them all saying the same thing. The accountant noticed it. I don't know why they noticed it now after so many years. I mean, it's been years and years. It's been this way for years, but they had a fresh set of eyes on it, and that person caught.
The only thing is, I think it's going to require spending money and a lot of time to do it. And since we're doing everything we're supposed to do, it's not as bad as if it was written wrong and we weren't doing it.
Right, but I think since we're going to have a conference call with the USDA, it's something that we can bring up, you know, as an aside, and make another conference call maybe with them just to fix it, and maybe something that's
Better than the conference call, because it's already going to be a long conference call dealing with...
No, I'm saying not too long.
You're going to have to sit down, you're going to have to highlight what it is you found.
Right, we're going to do
that
first.
And I would take it down to Dan Johnson personally. And say, here, we look at this and read this and tell us if it's worth spending money or if you guys are good with it. Because then he'll send it to his people. They'll decide what we have to do, because then we'll know for sure. But the only way we're going to be able to do that is for you to highlight it.
Well, the problem is not whether they're good with it or not, because it's our resolution. It has to be not just that they're good with it, but that we're adhering to that resolution. And because it says two separate things, we've been doing it correctly, but that's not what it says. It actually tells us to do something else.
Okay.
And we've actually been doing it the way we, I believe, should be doing it, but it's just, yeah. So I'm willing to do that. So I think we just need to set a date when we get a chance.
Okay.
And then, but if we could carry it over, maybe not even on this next agenda, but maybe the next regular meeting after that, and hopefully at that point we will have met, and we also are going to have a budget meeting, so maybe we can carry it over to a second meeting where we talk about both of those things.
Okay. Discussion and vote on sending the general manager to the CSDA General Manager Leadership Summit.
Yeah, I was just, Tiffany put this together for me. I was thinking it was more than two nights. Do you know how many days are on January?
Yeah, it's actually, do you have the brochure, the program for
it? I just had the internet version.
It depends when you want to ask you to come back.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So to get the certificate at the end of it to state that, like, what you got on the wall there, sort of,
yeah.
You've got to attend the key modules on there, and I can get that information to you on what you have to attend, but it would have to be both days.
So it'd be
this morning, this 24th, that day.
So it'd be three nights. Because I'm not going to drive down there early in the morning, so it'd be the night before, and then I would drive home after.
Where is it at?
Orange County, Newport Beach.
Yeah, that's a bad drive in the morning.
Yeah, it's terrible driving one. As a matter of fact, Robin just did it.
I only went to Long Beach. It only took me 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Raise your hand usually then.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Sorry.
Yes, Mr. Cole.
I don't mean to interrupt or anything, but also in addition to that, I mean, there is a fee to attend, like a registration fee. However, Special District Leadership Foundation, which is where that certification came from, offers scholarships for this, for smaller districts especially. You can get up to, and award amounts vary, but the max for each scholarship is $750. And you can get up to $1,500 per district per year. So that is a possibility, the next deadline for the general manager's leadership. And all of the other applications as well is the 15th of May, and then that award will be determined by the end of the month.
And that'll work for this upcoming one? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think you could do that for me? Because you did it for yourself.
I did mine. I've gotten two.
Different years, so yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so that's going to be even cheaper. So anyway, you guys can.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Well, by the 15th of May, we're at.
That's why, yeah. That's why, sure, I should not do it on Monday.
I can get it in. It's not terribly complicated.
Okay.
Do we have to vote on that?
Thank you.
Yeah. Sending me there, you have to vote on
you
that.
Have to send, yeah. And you
I make a motion that we send Johnny to the Manager's Leadership Summit.
CSDA General Manager Leadership Summit.
The CSDA General Manager Leadership Summit, and that we have Tiffany submit for a scholarship.
A friendly amendment.
Oh, sure.
That we okay Johnny for 3 nights lodging, because it's the first night going down.
Yes.
There. It's 2 days, two additional.
Yes.
Or actually, two nights. Well, three nights, so that you could, or 2 to 3 nights. If he feels like driving back the second day and he's okay, he could drive back. But if not, if he's too tired.
Then it would be 4 nights.
No, it'd be 3.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right, because the first night, then he would attend. Then the second night, then he would attend.
That's what
he could either drive back.
Johnny, explain this.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't feel like driving back, then it would be a fourth night.
Well, how would
it
be
the first
four?
Night, the second night of training, the third, or the first night of training.
See, he's going down the day before.
The second night of training, after I was done with training, if I didn't drive back,
that's the third night.
That would be important.
No, it's 2 days of actual training classes.
Right.
2 days.
He'd go down.
That's
so
too
that
early
would
in
be
the
morning.
The
first night.
So
no.
Say it's Monday and Tuesday. I would go down on Sunday
night.
Sunday night. He'd go down
Monday
night. See?
Tuesday.
Sunday.
So 3 nights.
Yeah.
Yes,
3 nights.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
See what happens when you get down to Bakersfield at 6 in the morning? Well, 7?
Hey, I got down there at the same time, but I can't.
Hey, I ain't the only one. I'm not the only one. It took all of us to figure that out.
Okay. I was clear.
That's why I was the
okay.
Treasurer.
That's all passed.
Okay. Review and approve the meeting minutes of 4/11/2019.
I gotta tell you guys, I did not read these because I've been incredibly busy with all the ad hoc stuff, so I don't know if anybody thoroughly read them.
I read them thoroughly and I didn't find anything.
Okay, so do you want
to... You always find stuff that I don't find, but...
Well, I can, you can make a motion with the our normal deal for typos and other, you know, things that aren't too serious, and I'll read through it tonight.
Okay, move that we approve the minutes for Thursday, April 11, 2019, with possibility for additional amendments for typos or other errors that we may not have caught or that may need to be corrected.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
500.
And Tiffany, just if you could, maybe if I haven't called you, just remind me, and
okay.
I'll make sure that I double check.
Okay. Discussion and vote on future agenda items.
Okay. I think next month we'll have the resolution for the special assessments. So that'll be on next month.
Anything? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 7:13.
Nice.
Good job.
Oh, that's a miracle.
Right?
Really.
1 hour.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Are we sick? Or